Mexico swears in a new president this weekend. Andrés Manuel López Obrador is promising to clean up corruption. More than one Mexican president has said that, of course. He also says he means to put the poor first. So what kind of president will he be? NPR's Carrie Kahn begins this report just outside the temporary office of the president-elect.
Ever since his landslide victory on July 1st, López Obrador and his team have been working out of a small house in a tree-lined neighborhood near Mexico City's historic center. There's always a large crowd outside. Some come to protest.
Corridas de toros, vergüenza nacional!
Like this group wanting López Obrador to outlaw bullfighting. Others like Sandra Diaz, who took a bus 3 hours from her rural town in nearby Puebla State, lined up to make a personal appeal to the president-elect.
La escuela no cuenta con barda. Queremos seguridad para nuestros jóvenes.
Our school doesn't have a wall around it. We need one for our young people to feel safe. One woman asked for an oxygen tank. Another needs a family dispute solved. To say hopes are high for the 65-year-old silver-haired López Obrador is an understatement. And for the past 5 months, since he won more than 50% of the vote and his fledgling Morena party captured both houses of Congress, López Obrador hasn't missed a chance to fuel those expectations with his well-worn populist rhetoric.
No es un cambio de gobierno. Es un cambio de régimen.
We're not just changing a government, he says, at one of his frequent press conferences standing beside huge posters of Mexico's historical figures. We're talking about a regime change, he adds. He insists that change can be achieved by doing two basic things.
Combatiendo la corrupción y con un gobierno austero.
Combating corruption and maintaining an austere government. He's already taken a pay cut and says no one in government can make more than him, about $5,500 a month. He's been flying commercial airlines and is putting the presidential plane up for sale, and he promises that cutting out government graft will save enough money to pay for his promised college scholarships for the young and larger pensions for the old. But it's López Obrador's recent moves, especially with regard to economic policies, like canceling the $13 billion Mexico City International Airport that has rattled markets and sent the peso tumbling. Daniel Kerner, an analyst with the Eurasia Group, says investors had rallied behind López Obrador, hopeful that his more pragmatic campaign rhetoric would prevail. But Kerner says markets are skeptical, especially since López Obrador has been endorsing more state control over the economy.
Mexico, for the past 3 decades, has been probably in the lowest possible category of political risk compared to other emerging markets, just because it was a very stable country, and that is going to change.
Mexico's central bank just lowered economic growth projections for next year. And Denise Dresser, a professor and political commentator, says López Obrador's recent flurry of proposals and contradictory statements, especially his reversal of a pledge to not use the army to fight cartels and violence, isn't helping citizens' confidence either. But she adds with regards to his dealings with the U.S., López Obrador seems determined not to ruffle any feathers.
López Obrador has decided to take a pragmatic position vis-a-vis Donald Trump. He is not going to confront him. He is not going to fight him.
He doesn't want a confrontation with Trump in the beginning of his administration, says Dresser. Whether or not that happens will be put to the test quickly as the two countries deal with the thousands of U.S.-bound migrants now amassed in northern Mexico. López Obrador's administration has signaled it may be willing to have the migrants remain in Mexico while they go through the U.S.'s lengthy asylum process. And who knows, the two unconventional presidents may just get along. Trump has recently heaped praise on López Obrador, and while he won't be attending Saturday's inauguration, he is sending Vice President Pence and his own daughter, Ivanka Trump. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.